are listening to the official Hitch Guys in Cape Town podcast, episode 29.
Episode 29. Yeah. It's my golden episode.
Why?
Because I'm 29.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, you are 29, so yay! Okay. Hey, guys!
Hey!
We're back!
We are back.
We took last week off because we were kind of worn out after Jen's visit and the new year. And if you read my most recent blog post, I talked about me feeling kind of sad recently. So we just didn't really want a podcast.
Yeah, you don't want to... Who podcasts bums that bummed out stuff?
Right, like you don't want to hear 15 minutes of me being like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life and I'm uncomfortable living here. That's lame.
And then we would have to put a lot of like sad trombone.
We don't want our family to think we're really sad here. So it would be like, wow, I'm so lonely. But then to make it feel better for them, we would like play like clown music in the background. Happy clown music.
Yeah. Or we could do like, ba-dum-tsh.
Right, yeah. It would be like, man, I really miss meaningful friendships with someone other than Colin. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba! Boo! Right? Is that really sad?
No, it's good. It's okay. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
But that's the reality. That's the situation here. So, that being said, it's a new year, and Colin and I are trying really hard to make the best of things.
Yeah, yeah. In Cape Town. Doing Cape Town things. Okay, so let's try to give like a quick recap of some of the stuff that we did.
Well, so when Jen was still here, when our last podcast, when Jen was our guest, they talked about how they were going to go shark cage diving. How was that?
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk. I thought we talked about that. Oh yeah, it was great. It was really awesome. We went to Gan's Bay. I don't know. That's probably not how you pronounce it. But it's an area that's like 2.5 to 3 hours away. 2.5 hours away. And it was really great. You basically just get in this boat, and there's a cage you just off the side of it, and they throw fish chum. It's basically like
it's fish. Like a bouquet of fish heads. It's so gross.
Well, so it's... So, yeah, so there's like a fish head on a big rope that they like dangle in front of the cage while you're in it. So the sharks kind of swim around and try to grab it. But they also... The chum part, I think, is like fish... They must just blend up fish gook.
Oh, I'm basing this on what I saw in the DVD that they purchased of their trip. And it really, to me, looked like they had like 12 fish heads like yeah. In a bundle.
Yeah, so they have fish heads. But that's what they use that to like get the sharks to swim up close to the cage or like bite the cage. And yuck. Stuff, which is pretty cool.
Fish heads, fish heads. Yeah, it's fish holy, heads on. Holy fish heads, fish heads, fish heads. Tizzy, them
what
up.
Are you doing?
Yum. You never heard that song?
No, Tizzy.
Okay.
Okay, so there's fish heads. But anyway, it was really cool doing that, and we saw 7 different sharks, and this isn't
one of them was all chopped up, like it had all these scars on it from encounters with boat rotors. That was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, is that what they said?
No, that is my guess as to why that shark is covered in scars.
Tizzy, what about it's fighting other sharks?
I really, really doubt that.
Tune, Tizzy,
I don't
you
think that sharks fight each other.
They do, they fight each other. They do fight each other.
Do they fight each other? Did you learn that on your excursion?
No, I'm just guessing. Because they're sharks. It's kind of like, no, I don't know. I'm guessing sharks fight each other. Because who's going to fuck with a shark?
A boat! That doesn't even know it's there.
I don't know. But Tizzy, I'm okay. Okay, so...
There was a shark covered in scars, possibly from shark fights, and possibly from boat rotors.
Yes, yes, yes. And so, but it was really cool seeing just all the different sharks. Some of them were really big, like... God, I want to say it was like, they said like 4 or 5 meters.
There was one that was
4 meters maybe?
I think it was 5 meters. It looked huge. Yeah. Like it looked ridiculously big.
Yeah.
They brought back the DVD. They like filmed the trip and they like super fast edit it together. And then you can buy the DVD and they bought it. And so Jen showed it to me when they got back from the trip. And I got so uncomfortable just watching the video when I knew that everyone, like, no one got bit by a shark, everything was fine, but just watching the video, like, made my heart beat really fast, and I was like, I will never do this. I will never go on one of these trips. What I'm saying is, I'm glad you guys had a good time, but it's so not for
yeah.
me.
But anyway, yeah, so anyways, that was fun. And then, was it before Christmas?
No, we talked about Christmas in our last podcast.
Okay, so then, yeah, so then Jen was here for a few more days.
Yeah.
We hung out a lot, went shopping, and got to show off my,
amazing bargaining skills.
Bargaining skills, yeah. So, they're getting pretty good here, I have to say.
Yeah, Colin is really good at haggling.
Yeah.
You bought a new painting.
I did, I bought a new painting, and, it's of a guy playing a flute-like instrument.
Yeah.
But it reminded me... Picasso's one of my favorite painters, because I really like that type of stuff. I don't know anything about it. But one of his... Okay, so my two favorite paintings of his are one with, like, the three prostitutes. I don't know what's really called.
The one that's in Titanic, where then Billy Zane comes
so
in
obnoxious.
And he says, oh, he'll never amount to anything.
Yeah.
That
so
painting.
There's that one, and then the guitar one.
Yeah.
The blue guitar one. And
right.
So I saw it's a guy that's playing a flute, and it's all blue, and I was like, oh, it reminds me of this. And I can afford a $12 painting. So I was like,
yeah.
I will get this.
The thing I never understood, though, about that, like, that's one of Picasso's most famous paintings of those women. So the theory behind, so in the movie, it's on the Titanic, and it does it get waterlogged and drown, and he paints it again? Like, I don't get it. What's the deal there? Is that a reproduction? What's going on?
Yeah, I have no idea, but there were a bunch of real famous ones. There was, like, who's the guy that painted those lilies?
Monet.
Yeah, Monet, there are some of those on it, too.
Yeah, on the Titanic, is that all real?
I have no idea. I assume not. That's crazy.
Okay.
Unless James Cameron's pretty accurate. He's pretty obsessive over that stuff.
Yeah.
Unless they were trying to.
Yeah.
He was trying to demonstrate that they saved paintings over people. If that's what he was trying to.
Oh.
That's what I guessed.
All right. Listeners, I'm going to look this up before I put up the podcast, and I'm going to get you the straight story on Picasso's paintings being on
yeah.
the Titanic.
Or even any famous... If
or any famous art.
Famous
yeah.
art was chosen over people, which would not surprise... I would be surprised if it wasn't.
That's so sad.
Yeah, but come on.
You know what else was so sad? When that old couple holds each other
yeah,
in their bed.
Yeah, very sad, yes. Very
yeah.
sad. Mm. Very sad. But people are horrible.
Tussy.
Case in point, apartheid in this country.
Come on, okay.
What, come on.
Yes, you're right, but let's just keep things light.
Okay. All right, so, yeah, so that was cool. Then we did New Year's, so we had a New Year's.
So, yeah, so Jen left on December 30th, and, you know, we were sad to see her go, but we were also excited to have some Kune time.
No, so anyway, so it's nice, but, you know, it's always nice to spend time together.
Right,
especially because I think you need to say it, Susie, is that, like, it's harder on the holidays times for you, like, this holiday. So
yeah.
That's, like, it's sad, but it's not just being here. Every Christmas is real sad.
I don't know. I think I do okay with Christmas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for listeners who don't know, my dad died on Christmas, so that has always kind of tainted the holiday for me. And being away from my family, especially,
is
really hard. This isn't the first Christmas that I've been away from my family, but it's the first Christmas I've been so far away from my family.
Yeah.
So that was one of the difficult things. So even though, like, the holidays can be kind of hard for me, I still try to make the best of it because it is such a fun time. And being here in Cape Town, it's summer here, and the way that they respond to the holidays is so different. I want to say it's so much more joyful, but that seems really condescending to America, because obviously people take joy in the holidays there, but it's...
less stressful.
Yes, it's less stressful. That's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, it's Christmas! Yay! As opposed to, it's Christmas, oh my god, I need to impress my family, and I need to buy the right presents, and oh no, there's a big parking lot full of cars. It's a totally different feeling here for the holidays. And I think that did sort of, I kind of felt that a little bit.
I think just this Cape Town mentality is pretty relaxed, but also it probably helps that it's, you know, summer here now, and so, like, all the kids
are
in
summer. Also, like, kids just got out of school, so, like, Christmas is, like, such a, like, a release holiday here, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, people are off, you know, for a month, you know, from work. Anyway, way more relaxed here, I think, and it helps that it's sunny and beautiful.
So, Jen left on December 30th, and then Colin and I, because we had had a house guest for 2 weeks, decided that we were going to spend New Year's just inside with each other, which was actually really nice because we haven't done that in all the years we've been together. We've always gone to parties on New Year's. So this was our first New Year's in.
Yeah.
So we had some champagne or sparkling white wine.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was fun.
Just watched some movies. We watched The Social Network, and then we watched New Year's Eve. But this is what
drove me... They were on TV.
Okay, right, they were on TV. So this is what drove me crazy about New Year's Eve being on TV on New Year's Eve, is that the ball dropping is part of the movie. That part of the movie happened at, like, 12:15. So really, South African television, you can't get your act together so that that ball dropping part happens at actual midnight. Because on South African regular television, there's no equivalent to Dick Clark's rocking New Year's Eve. They were just showing random crap.
South Africans don't really watch TV.
Yeah, and so, like, it was weird. Like, you have to make your own countdown, and, like, I wasn't exactly sure when I should be kissing Colin and when I should be popping champagne. It felt very awkward. I didn't like it.
Yeah, so there was a gray area there. Eventually, at some point, there wasn't a countdown. It was like, oh, I guess it's 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I was like,
it was like, what does the microwave say?
Exactly, it was like, the microwave says it's 12. Happy New Year. Pop. Yeah, so, but, I mean, it was a nice night in any way, so.
Yeah, so then, I guess this week we've just been really just hanging out. I haven't been going to work.
Colin's been decompressing a little bit.
And just hanging out and just trying to.
And then we've also been trying to keep it tight. We both have some fitness goals for the new year, so we've been exercising together a lot.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. I love doing that. And we, Robin has this, like, she's been doing so much Pilates and stuff, Robin's core is, like, super solid.
Yeah.
And so Rob's like, oh, I'll show you some ab exercises or whatever. Because, like, I haven't done any sit-ups in, I don't know, a long time. And so I was like, well, whatever. I run. I'll be fine. Oh, my God. It was so hard.
And it's so awesome for me because I can't tell you how many times I've gone running with Colin and I've been dying going at, like, a pace 2.5 minutes slower than what his, like, relaxed pace is. So it's really fun for me to be like, okay, I'm going to do 20 of these. And it takes him as much time to do 10. It is awesome. I feel a champion. I love it.
Yeah, and I'm always just like, Robin will count for things, and, like, I know she's counting slow, or she, like, won't count some of my, anyway. I have to do, like, the modified ones. You know, it's like, oh, if you're good at this, do it like this. And I'm like, there's no way I can do that. Anyway, there's a whole thing, and we're going to do, what is it called? Abs for 30 days?
Yeah, it's something I saw on Pinterest. It was like a 30-day ab challenge. So we're doing these exercises every day for 30 days. And we're going to see how we are at the end of this month.
Yeah. So anyways, that's a lot of fun. Yeah
we've been having fun doing it. It's fun to work out together.
Yeah, it is. So it's also, we went to an awesome burger place today.
Like, it was
really great.
Okay, it was awesome except for the service was terrible. The service was average for Cape Town, but it was terrible for the world. The burgers were really good. The place is called Hudson's, and they also make their own beer, and the beer was good.
Oh, yeah, it was actually good.
Yeah.
We don't know because we're so
used to. Well, as soon as we tasted it, we were like, this is good beer. And then we were like, anything that's better than Castle Light, which is everything, we think is good.
Even Yingling is better than Castle Light.
Yingling is good. I don't want to hear it. Oh, and then we also saw Silver Linings Playbook.
It's like, Silver Linings Playbook is one of those movies you're like, oh, okay, this is good. But then it's like, there's no reason to really think about it at all.
Yeah,
so, it's just like, oh, it's good, that's it.
Right, so, like, I really wanted to see Silver Linings Playbook because I always want to see all of the movies that are, like, in Oscar contention. And, you know, we enjoyed it. But then, like, the next day, I was like, you know, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, that was just an okay movie. And Colin is like, what was an okay movie? It's really, like, sand through your fingers.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know what?
It still feels good on your hand, but then when you're done, you're like, okay, I'm going to brush it off and that's it.
Exactly. And that's a great analogy. Yeah. And honestly, you know, like, there's so many movies that suck, so it's great for a movie that is wonderful for the time that you're watching it, but doesn't really seem like Oscar caliber to me.
So
anyway, guys. Oh, we have a shout-out, because it's Vicky's birthday.
Yeah, Mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Colin's mom, you guys know her and love her, as the most enthusiastic commenter on Hitchdiet.com. She's the best mother-in-law anyone could ever ask for.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah. And best mom anyone could ever ask for.
Oh, yeah.
Colin and I were just talking about... Oh, because we were talking about Robert De Niro after we saw Silver Linings Playbook. And we were talking about Meet the Parents. And I was like, I never liked that movie. And Colin's like, you know, the first time I saw it, I didn't like it. And then as I started to meet my girlfriend's parents, I liked it more and more. And I was like, yeah, you know, you're the first boyfriend of mine whose parents I met. And your parents are awesome. So I can't relate at all.
But yeah, so...
Which, based on how much I hated Meet the Parents, I think means win.
Yeah.
So thank you, Vicky, for being amazing and... Only crazy in the good way.
Yeah.
Our cup runneth over, as you would say.
Yes, just suck the marrow out of life.
Yeah. Anyway, we love you and we miss you. Happy birthday.
Yes, we love you. Oh, and also another shout out to Dad, because in our last one, we said our one listener mom, and the Twigs, but Dad always listens.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So thank you, Dad, for listening. You are super cute, too.
You are. I'm not sure he's cute like a kitty.
Like a stew kitty.
Tom, you're great.
Stew kitty. And a shout out to Stew Kitty and Wano Kitty.
Okay, so that's what's been going on since our last episode. And we thank you again for listening. And we hope you are all having a really happy beginning to 2013.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new year.
Welcome, welcome. And we saw it first.
We did. Eat it. Boom.
Okay.
Okay.